Number 23 from February 2014, My Legacy. Last month I wrote about my new health practices concerning the foods I eat and how much I eat. It's going pretty well, but it is hard not to live in the past when I could eat anything I wanted with no ill effects. In fact, I used to have to eat as much as I could because I was too thin. I would eat like a lumberjack just to keep from feeling bony. After my first blood clots, I have not been nearly as active, however, and apparently it is showing up in my health screenings. I was still eating like a lumberjack, but I just wasn't cutting down many trees. The diet is one thing for health, but the other thing is always to increase the exercise. Those two things together should yield some healthy results. So I have started to walk every day. I now walk over 2 miles each day. Some of the days have been a little chilly, but it does feel good when you are done. Walking is a good time to let your thoughts wander, or better yet, put all thoughts aside and just listen to your breath going in and out as your feet crunch along step after step. It is a good time to meditate and clear the cobwebs from your mind. One of the things I have meditated on as I stride along the country roads is how much debris is in the road ditches. I started mentally putting the litter into categories. There were all the bottles, clear bottles, brown bottles, green bottles, and blue bottles. There were plastic bottles of all sizes and colors. Some were for water, some for soda pop, and some for pills. There were cans, Miller Lite, Bud Light, energy drinks, and soda pop cans. There were plastic cans for motor oil and fuel additives. There were other weird things like plastic from the front grill of an automobile. There was a blue cotton button-down shirt. There was a broken-off drill bit. There was a .22 rifle cartridge casing. There were paper cups and bags from every fast food restaurant you can imagine. This week, I even found the yellow and white cat that the grandchildren left with us lying dead on the road where he had been run over. I begin to muse about all these things we leave behind. We certainly leave behind a lot of trash and a big carbon footprint, but then I thought about all the other things we leave behind. I recall the things my grandparents and parents left behind. I think about the legacy of hard work and honesty that Grandpa John left behind and how that has influenced our entire family. I think about the simple faith that Grandma Selma gave us as an example that still colors who we all are. I think of my father's great sense of humor and the way he was always looking for fun every day despite pain. I think of my mother's energy, enthusiasm, and fearlessness to try new things, and the mark that that has left on those of us who come after. I am very fortunate in most of what was left behind for me from my family, but not everybody is that lucky. Every week, leading group therapy on psychiatry reminds me that not everybody has good stuff left behind for them. For many people, their legacy looks more like the trash in the ditches that I walked past. Their dysfunctional family left behind shame, anger, fear, and a real rich spirit of nobodiness. They left behind training in impulsiveness, procrastinating, phoniness, and dishonesty. They left behind mistrust and hopelessness. As we begin this new year, it would be time well spent to think about what we have left behind as we walk through life. What do you want left behind for your children, your grandchildren, and others around you? Will it be trash or will it be treasure? Begin working on your legacy now.